Greenwich Hospital. Whether it's art, music, local events, and parties, let my friends become your friends. Join me, Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
The opinions expressed in our talk shows are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. It's time now for that informative issues and answers show, Greenwich Matters, where your host, Sam Romeo, will keep you up to date on the political scene in Greenwich, along with decisions made at the state and federal levels that impact Greenwich. And of course, he'll take your calls at 661-5051. That's 661-5051. And now, here is your host, Sam Romeo.
Good evening, Greenwich, and welcome back from a long hiatus since before Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'm back. I'm live. We're here with Bob.
Yep.
And Bob, you can stop saying no calls, please.
That's right.
It's a repeat performance. So for that, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Jingle bells.
Yeah. We're back. We're live. So, as always, we're here to take your calls. A couple of open lines. There's a lot to talk about, and we'll probably get to everything, I think, tonight. Before I get into a lot of stuff, I just want to think, everybody's gotten their electric bill, and I don't know if you've noticed it, but I've noticed it. We're getting ripped off.
Oh.
We're getting ripped off big time. And if you look at the bottom half of your bill on page one, it says... public benefits. Bob, have you noticed that on the bottom half of your bill?
I'm one of these lucky people that my electric is included in my rent, so I never see the rent.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, on the bottom half of your bill, the very last line says public benefits, and it says FMCC charge, and then it has combined public benefit charge, two lines. And they charge you a rate where, I don't know where it comes up with it, how they come up with it. But my public benefit charge last month, or the month before, let's say, I guess this is, what bill is this?
So,
okay, the public charge from...
From November?
November.
Okay.
Okay. Was $162.
Wow.
And 32 cents. That's on top of my usage. In other words, this is like a surcharge just thrown on top of what everybody's been paying. It's a percentage of your electric use. They charge you. How they charge you. So my November public benefit, which is a tax, a freebie,
Yeah, but what is it used for?
It's used to help the green industry.
Oh.
Subsidies for electric cars, subsidies for electric chargers being installed, subsidies for people who can't pay their bill.
Well,
those who can pay for other people.
Hmm.
So last month,
what are we?
It cost me
communism here.
I
what is this? Sorry.
What?
I didn't mean to jump in. Go ahead. You.
No. I just so I can't even deduct it as a tax deductible donation. I mean, it's so in my November charge was $162.32. This month's bill was even better. It was worse. I mean,
higher.
$175 surcharge. On top of my regular usage. And they're getting away with it. And this is Pura. And the politicians, these are unelected bureaucrats that are appointed and approved by the legislature. So they have plausible deniability on any of the things that they do. So, oh, it's not us at Pura. We're not raising your electric bill. BS, I say. I don't know why I have to pay these charges, and especially in these times. So in the last 2 months, it's cost me over $350 just a tack-on charge that they're collecting for me. That's not fair. And I think enough is enough, and I don't know.
Yeah, but how many customers do they have? And if they're collecting this kind of percentage from every one of those customers, what kind of money are we looking at?
You're looking at millions and millions of dollars. Now, this is Eversource, and UI is doing the same thing. And what gives them this power? And if we don't pay it, you know, they start out charging interest charges, then come the springtime, they'll shut your power off if you didn't pay all those extra charges. I don't mind paying my bill. I'll pay my bill. But why the hell do I have to pay somebody else's bill? It's bad enough with the taxes that we're paying other people's bills to our taxes, paying for all of these illegal aliens.
You know, helping out the other people in the community, that part doesn't bother me as badly as them improving their ability to make money by using that money to invest in improvements in the infrastructure. That's something that they should be taking from their own profits. Shouldn't they be?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that part of it bothers me more than helping the other people.
I don't mind helping people in my community.
Yeah.
But it should be a choice. It shouldn't be a grab. It shouldn't be you must, and if you don't, you're penalized. If you don't donate, give me the opportunity to write it off my income tax.
That's a good point.
But they don't.
That's a good point. Yes.
I mean, I'm paying all of this money and I can't deduct it. And then they I still don't know what the hell FMCC charge is. Well, I know it's under the public benefit line.
Well, with an F in the front, it sounds like it's federal something or other.
Well.
But it shouldn't be.
I think it's more like a FU charge.
All right. A federal utility. Yes, federal utility.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. So, and then it says combined public. One line says it's $88.20, a FMCC charge, and it's 0.47 charge. Like 47 cents per kilowatt hour. And then the other one is 40 cents per kilowatt hour. It's unconscionable. And I think maybe when we get our, you know, when Tony has on the state representative that are all blowhards, Meskerts and Hector, Tony should be asking him what the hell this is all about.
Yeah.
Public benefit charge. Why? What is it? How did it come about? Where does the money go? How can we fight it? What can they do?
And why can't you write it off your taxes if it's a donation?
Right.
Basically.
Right. It's like a land grab. It's just going to take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
It just burns me up. Then when you try to call them and get some questions, you get a computer you got to talk to. And they give you the runaround. And then they'll keep funneling you off to another computer. And then one moment, please. All our other customer service representatives are helping other customers.
Uh-huh.
And you're on there for 10
with the same question,
minutes.
No doubt.
Yeah, right. 10, 15 minutes,
yeah,
and you get disconnected.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is such a joke. It's unbelievable. They frustrate the hell out of you. But try not to pay it. Like I say, you take it off your bill and pay what you actually used. That's not good enough. They want that public benefit money out of you. But what if those people who you're charging as public benefit can't pay for that?
Yeah, what if they're the ones that should be getting the money from
Yeah, right.
Them?
They're able to pay their electric bill, but to pay something else that they're not responsible for, it's totally un-American. It's communistic. It's socialistic.
Yes.
To have to charge these people. Now, I have people that are in public housing that pay their own electric, and they're getting hit with these charges too. Yeah. And I think it's totally unfair.
Yeah.
It's bad enough. They know they're in public housing and they can barely pay their rents and you know, function in the community, and then you got to hit them with a surcharge. I call it a surcharge on top of everything else. Totally unconscionable.
Yes.
So I could say, Tony, if you can make a note, and just leave it with Tony. Say, look, the next time these people come on, these legislators, ask them, what the hell? What about this?
What is this FMCC thing on the electric bill? Yeah.
Right, and then it's two lines. It says the FMCC charge, and then is a combined public benefit charge. And it's all listed on the last page of your electric bill under subtotal of local delivery and public benefits on the last page.
Hmm.
And my electric bill is high enough as it is because of the rates that are going up. Matter of fact, speaking about rates going up, I did some research, and a company called Direct Energy, for you, those of you who are listening out there, their electric rate is 10.59. I signed up for them. So because electric rates are going up February 1, and you should do it now and lock yourself into a new rate, because they're Eversource, if you're an Eversource customer, they're going to be going up to 12.44, I think.
Mm.
So I searched around, hunted around. There's several companies, and this one was the lowest out of all of them, called Direct Energy. It's at 10.59.
Is that cents and per kilowatt hour? Is that the
per kilowatt hour, yeah. So right now, currently, my rate was 8.8 cents.
Wow.
But it's going up. So, and that was with Town Square Energy. And Town Square is going to be going up to 10.99. So this Direct Energy was a little bit less, but it all adds up. Because my electric bills are, look like somebody's rent. I don't know why, but my electric usage here is I don't know what I'm doing wrong here, and I keep shutting off
there's
lights.
More and more stuff that we use that's electric. Although lights are thankfully one of those things that they've come along with the LEDs that are much, much more efficient.
Yeah, every one of my bulbs are LED.
Yep, there you go.
Everything. And I still don't get it. Now, they say, and it's probably true, that even though you've got stuff plugged in, it's still drawing electricity just by being plugged in.
Well, if it's a device that does something while it's, I mean, yeah, like my TV, for instance. I turn it off, but I know it's still drawing some power because it has to recognize when I use the remote control to turn it on.
Right.
So
right,
something
right.
has to be running to be able to receive that signal from the remote even, control.
Even your cable box, because it holds the time.
Yes.
So that's still drawing, even though it's off, it's still drawing electricity.
Well, my cable box never gets turned off. That'd be another thing that might be a good idea.
but you have to unplug it. But if you unplug it, then...
Well, unplugging it definitely removes it from the power. Yeah.
Yeah, so... But I had bought these things online that's supposed to get... They call that dirty electric. That's supposed to block that charge. It's supposed to help you. I don't know if it's helping or not, but believe me, it's like paying rent, my electric bill. It's really high. And the rates are going up. So we need to do something about that. Hopefully, with this new president coming in, and we have more supply and demand on the fuel that to generate electricity, our rates should come down rather than go up.
Okay, I have a phone caller, sir. Somebody has been encouraged to call, and of course it's Don. Don, go right ahead, sir.
Hi, Sam. Happy New Year to you. And I hope your whole
happy
family
New Year
everybody
to you
else
too.
Has a good Happy New Year and a healthy one.
Thank you.
Just calling about, you're talking about electric rates. You mentioned a company that I went to today. I'm going to tell you something, though. Go on the Internet because they are offering 9.99. Not 10, but also...
Which one is that?
But the weird part of it's this energy thing that you mentioned, the same company. However,
Direct Energy?
They have a little quirk there. They say it may take 2 months or a month and a half or whatever to connect you, which I don't understand. And
Your next reading, whatever source, is February 4th. So you have to do it before February 4th.
Well, we did it today. So I'll see what happens on February 4th. However,
March
it's funny.
Bill.
I had Constellation before. And Constellation turned around and said, we have a 9.9 thing. I said, fine, good. Because my rate was going to end this month. And they said, well, no, we can't really do anything for a month and a half to 2 months. So your next rate will be 12.99. I said, wait a minute, hold it.
Right.
I said, wait a minute. I said, I'm in your company. You got all my numbers. You got everything else. Why don't we just keep the plug in the wall and keep going? No, they can't do that. So
exactly. That's a runaround I got.
Oh, I'm telling you, these people are thieves. Absolute thieves. But
they are.
Anyway, I wish you well. I wish everybody with electricity. Unfortunately, my house is all electric. But when I balance it out against some of the guys that I know that have oil and gas for cooking, it's almost the same thing, the same total number at the end of the month. So I don't know whether you can save or not save. But anyway, the other question I had for you was, are you going to Washington? Your guy is now going to be there.
Yes, I'm going to go.
You are going to go. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Well,
I got the tickets.
Do me a favor, Sam. If he's going to pass any tariffs against all these crazy countries that he wants to talk about, I hope he understands that the tariffs, when they do go into effect, they will trickle down through ShopRite and you name all the other supermarket chains in the world. That their prices aren't going to be $2.99; they'll be $4.99. So I hope he realizes that. So I hope America will be happy. We'll have tariff, I guess, coming into the federal coffers, but it'll fast be going out of our pockets. Okay.
Don, what he said about the tariffs? If a country is charging us 25% tariff, he says, okay, let's make it reciprocal. I'll charge you 25. If you charge me 60, I'll charge you 60. If you charge me 100, I'll charge you 100. So let's get on the level playing field. It's reciprocal. Reciprocity is what he's talking about.
Oh,
and plus
I
he
agree.
uses and he uses tariffs as a negotiating tool rather than an implementation of the tariff. And he's telling Mexico, look, China, you're going to build your cars in China, in Mexico, so you can come in and get around the tariffs? Well, no, that's not going to happen because I'll put the tariffs on Mexico on those cars being built there. You want to get rid of the tariffs, build your cars in the United States.
Yeah, but so, they're not going to do that. Because American labor, let's face it, in all honesty, American labor cost is $40, $50 an hour. Korean, China, Mexico is about $10 an hour. I mean, so there's the difference in your manufacturing cost. And but when it comes into the country, if we're going to get a tariff, we're going to wind up paying for that car at $50 an hour, not at $10 an hour. So, unfortunately,
so wouldn't it be better for American if an American was building the car and we're paying the same price?
Oh, come on, we can't build a car under $40, $50 an hour.
If they're building the cars in Mexico. And he puts a tariff on it and drives up the price of $50 an hour coming into the country to pay for that car. Wouldn't it be better if an American worker was building the car in America and still paying the $50 an hour?
Well, it would be, but unfortunately for us, we're going to get
American
stuck.
But
we're going to get stuck, though, Sam. That's the thing. Us guys sitting in Greenwich or Koskov or Squeegee, Ohio or someplace, we're going to have to pay the $50, whereas before we were paying $10. So it's not going to work out well for a lot of people, unfortunately. But that's the way it's going to fall, we'll see what happens.
The proof's going to be in the pudding. So
it
we'll
will
wait,
be. Yep.
And we'll see what happens.
Take care. Okay, Don't freeze when you go down there. I understand from my daughter that lives down that way. It's snowing like hell.
Oh, I know. No. I heard. Okay, Don. Listen, thanks for the call, buddy. And
take
listen,
care.
Don.
Happy New Year to you and your family and everybody.
Vote for the rink, Don.
Pardon me? Oh, that rink. Come on. This is the most. The people in this. I've been on the RTM. I'm not going to tell you how many years, Sam. I have seen item after item after item. The BET has pushed it away. The people have, in certain parts of the town, push this away. What was $10 20 years ago is now $115. It's insane. And people have got to wake up sooner or later. If they want the rink, pay for it now. If they're going to pay for it in 5 years or 6 years, make sure you know that you're going to be paying double for the doggone rink.
I'm going to be talking about that later on in the show.
And I'll tell you, honestly, Sam, all they have to do is there's a couple of communities up the line, and I think one of them is New Haven, where all they did was they took the existing rink to make it legal size, pushed out the building in the front, and they added the extra rink size and added a couple of extra things inside and so forth. It wasn't a $24 or $45 million project. It was like a $5 or $8 million project.
Well, they can't do that here because of the ball field.
No, but they could take the existing rink. They could move out the front of the building into what is now the parking lot a little bit.
Yeah,
and the drive-up area. That, make it regulation and still accomplish a hell of a lot and for a heck of a lot less. But they don't want to do
meet
that.
It wouldn't meet the parking requirements.
Oh, horse manure. Well, then
there was all
horse manure.
Right, we're going to talk. I'm going to talk about it later on in the show.
I'll park on the grass and I'll give them the grass seed. They can have it in springtime.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 661-5051. We need a break here.
Yes, sir.
You've been listening to Sam Romeo. Yeah, I think maybe we could double up on it. 661-5051. Listen to Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
Nobody knows like Finocchio knows. He knows our business.
For over 50 years, Finocchio Brothers Incorporated has served the commercial and residential construction industries with scheduled or on-call trash and debris removal. Finocchio can also supply you with any size or special dumpster. For prompt, reliable service with radio dispatch trucks, the ability to load at ground level, and always a competitive price, call Finocchio Brothers every time. In Connecticut, call 203-869-9099. Or in New York, call 914-939-5346. Finocchio Brothers, Liberty Place in Stamford. We knows our business. Call 203-869-9099 or 914-939-5346. Do not invite car thieves to our community. Do not leave your keys in your car. Lock your car. Lock it or lose it. A message brought to you by Greenwich Matters.
Tonight will be cloudy, evening snow showers ending and gradually becoming partly cloudy overnight around 20 with sunshine for tomorrow. We'll be in the mid to upper 30s, wind chills 20 to 30 early with a mostly clear sky for tomorrow night in the mid 20s and mostly cloudy for Saturday. Rain is likely mainly after 1 p.m. in the low 40s, mostly sunny with snow developing after 1 p.m. on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, we're back. 661-5051. If you want to get in the mix here. During the break here, I was just looking at some of the energy prices and rates. Looks like have come down somewhat since I've signed up with Direct Energy. So if you want to, if you're listening out there, go to Direct Energy, because I think they're going to be the lowest, and sign up with them, and you'll probably save yourselves hundreds of dollars over the course of the year, probably thousands. So anyway, let's do that. Direct Energy, I would recommend you trying out. Actually, I'm going to send out a notice to all my residents in public housing and the ones that are paying their own bill to just do that.
Yeah.
Let me get my property managers to work with them. Oh, okay.
Good.
I've been paying attention to the hearings, the Senate hearings on confirmations for the Trump cabinet.
Good.
Bob, and I have to tell you, I am totally embarrassed for the Democrats. Not one of them are asking any questions about policy or what their plans are and how they're going to run their office, rather than it's all about Donald Trump. Will you do this if Donald Trump orders you to? Take Prince Pam Bondi, soon-to-be head of the Justice Department. Will you go after Trump's perceived enemies and pursue them? And they don't give her a chance to answer. Instead of asking questions, they make statements. I don't know if you ever watched them.
Yeah, they
blow
make it sound like a question, but then they don't really wait for the answer.
Yeah, they go on and on and on, making statements on their position. And you're right, they don't give them a chance to answer the question. Now, one of them, representative from Hawaii, she's dumber than dirt. I mean, they're so partisan, it's unbelievable. She's asking questions about their... she asks everyone, she opens up, have you ever given sexual favors to get to your position? Have you ever been asked to give or get sexual favors? Or what the hell does that have to do with the position of DOJ? I mean, where are these people coming from? They're so partisan, they're so mean-spirited, and they're asking dumb questions. Didn't they realize that the American people are sick and tired of this BS with the landslide election mandate that Trump got in the last election? He won all of the seven states that he was supposed to win.
As they say, read the room. They're not doing that.
Yeah. No, and they're still worried about, are you going to go after like the pencil neck Schiff, Adam Schiff? Are you going to go out and prosecute Lynn Cheney? And they don't give her a chance to answer. So she's trying to answer, and he keeps talking. He says, you're asking me a question like that. You should be worried about California, Senator. It's on fire. The crime is out of control. You should be asking me about what am I going to do about the crime? How are we going to fix California? And you're worried about Lynn Cheney being prosecuted? I mean, your priorities are out of line. And she said, Senator, you were even censured for asking questions like this by your Congress. I mean, they're an embarrassment.
Yes.
They're a total embarrassment. I can't believe the questions. Every one of them is like looking for a gotcha. And quite frankly, I have to say, these nominees aren't playing that game. And they're not taking it. They're pushing back, and I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see it. Pete Hegseth, they were unmerciful with him. Unmerciful for 7 hours straight, they bombarded him. And he stood there like a gladiator. He was fantastic. I think that every one of Trump's nominees will be passed. They will get their positions. They're still talking the green. They're still sold on a green because Trump wants to do drill, baby, drill. And become world dominant in energy. And in the meantime, China's putting on one or two coal plants a month, burning coal, and they want to eliminate all our coal plants. They don't know that 80% of our electricity right now comes from coal-fired plants.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And they don't want to use natural gas. They want to use wind and solar. And the wind is destroying the environment, both on land and sea, killing the whales. And they don't want to admit that. The fiberglass fans that are more harmful to the environment after they don't last very long, and then dispose of them. The material that they're acquiring that they need, the natural resources, are being gathered by child labor and slave labor and other countries. They don't care about that. So it's been a complete disaster. Bob, we spent $4 trillion on green energy, and it's look where it's gotten us today on $4 trillion later. Nowhere. There's no difference in the climate. There's no difference in anything other than we just keep you know what with money. So, but I think it's just an embarrassment on what they're doing. And this Burgum, who is going to be the new energy secretary, I guess, they're trying to denigrate him, Bernie Sanders and that gang, about we're destroying the environment. Look at the temperature that's outside right now. What's the temperature right now, 21?
Well, we're going in near there for if it's not, yeah.
We're going into a deep freeze all of next week.
Right.
Where the hell is that global warming we're talking about?
Well, that's why they stopped calling it that, Sam, because you look at it and you go, oh, where is that?
Oh, yeah.
It's climate change.
Climate change.
Yeah,
right, climate change. Every day it's climate change. The climate changes every day.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So the party is in disarray. The sooner that they try to work to accomplish something for the American people and start working together instead of looking for your gotcha moments, the better off the country will be, the better off the world will be. Right now, the world's on fire. But there's a new sheriff coming into office. There's going to be a whole new game. Hezbollah's starting to come around. They're still being a little resistant. But they're going to come around because Trump is not going to take any BS from any of these little pissant countries.
I mean, also, everybody, I should think they are tired of this whole thing over there because all of them are dying as well as Israelis, particularly the Hamas, they're dying. So
right. They've taken out every leader.
Yeah.
Every leader that they've had, they've taken out. But they got to get the head of the snake, Bob.
Yes.
You can't get the tail. The head of the snake is Iran. There's where the problem lies. They're the where all of the funding is coming from. So he'll deal with them in his own way, and he'll put them back where they were in his first term. They were near bankrupt. And he'll put them back there again where they can't be funding all these other little insular terrorist organizations, the Houthis, the Saudi, the Hamas, all of them, and causing trouble in the shipping lanes. Well, we'll get them. Okay, so I think we need to take our last break for this segment.
Sure. We can do that.
And we'll come back. We'll talk about some local stuff. 661-5051, just in the Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
This is Dora Song from Greenwich Library. Are you interested in learning how to elevate your personal and professional brand? Join us on Tuesday, January 28th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Marks Family Black Box Theater for an engaging workshop led by executive coach and author Mary Olson Menzel. This is part two of our three-part series where we'll dive into maximizing your LinkedIn and social media presence, discover how to create a powerful network, ace interviews, negotiate offers, and land the job you really want. For more details and to register, visit www.greenwichlibrary.org or contact the reference desk at 203-622-7910. We can't wait to see you there. This is Dora Somm from Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Hi, this is Sid Mark with more of the January sounds of Frank Sinatra, and the legend continues. This week, Sinatra and Jobim, January 1967. Back to the Sands, January 1966. And a salute to the ladies and gentlemen of the band, January 1983. This week's Sounds of Sinatra. My name is Sid Mark, and you're invited.
This Sunday evening from 5 till 7 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Okay, we are back. 661-5051. You're listening to Sam Romeo on WGCH. Okay, looks like there's some, let's see, I have it over here. Some scams going around town. Bob, I don't know if you got, I got a one scam notice on my cell phone yesterday, actually. And I called up Dan Palladino, our community impact officer, and talked to him about it. And he said that everybody's been getting it. It's a scam saying that you have an unpaid toll bill for $6.99.
Yes, I heard about this.
And they want you to click.
Yep.
They want you to click on the link and pay it before it doubles in fines.
Yeah.
Total scam. Just delete it from either your email or your phone.
Well, I know someone who got that, and unfortunately, they had just driven through Massachusetts, and they were afraid it might have been legitimate. But they were able to check it out and discovered, no, it is not legitimate.
Well, do they have a...
Easy Pass?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't read very well, and they have to go off of a license plate, you know.
Well, I have a story about that myself.
Oh, well,
but,
okay.
But you just call your Easy Pass and check it, you know, and see. But anyway, that's one of the scams that are going out.
And, of course, the trick isn't about the amount of money. It's that they get all your information, your card information.
Right, right. And once they do that, they can wreak havoc on you.
Yes.
And just imagine how many $6.99 they can collect.
Well, I suppose that's true,
you know,
too. Yeah.
The internet is, you know, they do the entire, every state, you know, have, they can get a lot of money. But there's another scam going around, was an unpaid parking ticket scam. Town of Greenwich, where police are warning the tech scam, claiming to be town officials soliciting funds for unpaid parking tickets.
Hmm.
Police Captain Patrick Smythe noted the town does not attempt to get payments this way.
Hmm.
No matter what type of bill or text or email is claiming to be for, especially if you are not expecting one, you should contact the alleged party directly. Do not go to a link attached or to a text mail or a text or email. Smythe said that the town officials are looking into the scam and will release more information when it becomes available. So that's another one.
Okay.
So, and even now, too, the other scam is with all of the fires going on in California. You got all of these phony groups calling, looking for donations to send to California. So people prey on your heartstrings. Don't pay any attention to it, especially to if you get an email or a phone call, you don't recognize the number, just delete it. Don't even answer it. But they're all these scams. Now, as far as a toll goes, I had an interesting thing. I have a transponder. I have it on my car,
the Easy Pass.
I
receiver.
Easy Pass, and it deducts when I go through the tolls. Well, I have a plate on one of my vehicles with certain numbers on it, and there are other municipal plates with the same number.
Oh.
Well, they don't have Easy Pass, and I do. So I went through the toll, I get charged. However, I got a notice that my money needed to be replaced on my card because at a certain level it gets automatically replaced. And I said, wait a minute, I haven't used it in a while. And so I went in and I checked my Easy Pass, and there were several charges to my account that weren't me.
Oh.
And what they did was, because I have the same number as a municipal plate, mine is not a municipal plate, and the two different cars, they couldn't, when the car went through, the municipal car went through the tolls and the bridges, it couldn't find it in the system, so it charged me because it found my plate with the same number.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So it took me about 6 weeks to get it corrected, but they charged me by accident.
Yep, even those fancy AI computers can make a mistake.
Right. Yeah. So I called up the head of Caspatch, who's responsible for the computer system and the installation of the tolls and the maintenance of them. The head honcho of the corporation, and told him he had a glitch in his system and he's got to fix it somehow. And he assured me that he would take care of it immediately.
Oh, that's the right thing
guarantee.
To say.
Hmm. I have his guarantee.
All right.
And I know he'll follow through on it. Because it's my son.
I see. I was going to say he's probably just glad not to hear anything about New York's problems. New York City people driving into the lower part of Manhattan.
No, this is the entire system.
Yeah, I see.
He's responsible for transponders and installation and everything, all the tolls.
When you say all the tolls in the whole country?
Yeah. And the state.
In the state.
From Maine to Florida.
All right, that's quite a bit, quite a distance.
the East Coast, yeah.
All right.
He's responsible for the installation, the upgrades, the software.
And he doesn't say to you, "Don't bother me, Dad."
No.
All right.
Actually, when I call his cell phone, my ringtone is The Godfather.
All right. That's a good way to know who's calling. Yeah.
Oh, that's how he has me set up.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of mine who have ringtones, it's their wife screaming.
Oh, for goodness sake.
When their phone rings. Anyway, so don't pay attention to the scams. watch out for them. Just delete them. Don't pay any mind to if you get a
try to interact with them or respond to them. Just ignore them. Yeah.
All right. Don't even talk to them.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of stuff here that we're going to be talking about later, but we kind of running out of time here. I got some shout outs I want to give to. Yes. A big shout out. Promoted Deputy Chief of Police, Jim Bonney.
Oh, hey.
That's why we didn't do our show last Thursday.
Yeah.
Because we had swearing in at Greenwich High School of, I believe it was like five or six promotions. And Jim became the new deputy chief, replacing Deputy Chief Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome to the new job. He well-deserved.
Hmm.
Jim's with the town, I think, for over 27 years.
Yeah.
He came to the ranks right up from patrolman, you know, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and now deputy police chief. So, well, job well done, Jim. Congratulations. Well-deserved promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a new sergeant, a new lieutenant, a new captain, because that when there's a void, everybody moves up a rank, and we're doing quite well with our guys.
That's good.
So great job. Congratulations to all of the people that got their promotions. So, and then we have also, too, with there's a lot of shout-outs just to the Greenwich PD that, you know, I don't have enough time to go into it, but there were some vehicle thefts, some carjackings, some internet scams that the perpetrators were caught. Actually, close to $500,000 recovered from the scams. So, when we come back after the break, the hard news break, we'll get into some of this stuff.
Okay.
And we can talk about it because we're coming up to that right now. We're going to be winding down.
Very close, yeah.
And then, yeah, we also could talk about cable, our Optimum. We've lost some stations. There's a dispute between Optimum and the cable providers. So
we'll
talk about that when we come back. So 661-5051, you've been listening to Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
Leaders reporting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that a last-minute crisis with Hamas has held up Israeli approval of a long-awaited ceasefire. Yael Eckstein tells Salem Radio that Israelis are feeling contradictory emotions about the deal.
On one hand, we need to get these hostages home. And we'll do it at a very, very difficult price because we value life and we look at life as holy and sacred. Every life is worth anything in order to just free them. But on the other hand, when you're freeing terrorists with blood on their hand in order to get back your children, it's a very difficult compromise.
Eckstein is president and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. President-elect Trump's Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent faced sharp questions on Thursday from both Democrats and Republicans. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Bessent sat in front of the Senate Finance Committee for his confirmation hearing, where he told lawmakers that the U.S. faces economic calamity if Congress does not renew provisions of President-elect Trump's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. He also asserted that the Federal Reserve should remain independent from the president's influence, and U.S. sanctions on Russian oil should be more aggressive. He was introduced by fellow South Carolinian Senator Lindsey Graham, who said the U.S. needs a Treasury Secretary who, quote, knows what he's doing, has the trust of the president, and loves his country. Graham added, your ship came in with this guy. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders hopes to bring back work requirements for some people on its Medicaid program. Sanders told reporters Thursday she wants to impose work requirements on able-bodied adults on the program. The proposal would revive and expand a requirement that was blocked by the courts. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points, the Nasdaq dropped 177. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I like working.
I'm gonna need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. That's why you need RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon has recruiters and hiring tools to help you hire adults. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Com.
Mortgage rates have inched up again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just over 7%. That's the highest level in 8 months. Mortgage rates have now increased 5 weeks in a row. The latest uptick reflects a rise in the bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing mortgages. Elevated mortgage rates and rising home prices have kept the U.S. housing market in a deep slump since 2022. Economists are generally forecasting that the average rate will remain above 6% this year. I'm Alex Vega.
American consumers wrapped up the year in a spending mood, shopping for all sorts of merchandise from furniture to clothing and eating out at restaurants, according to the latest government snapshot. The figures announced Thursday marked a clear sign that consumers are still able and willing to shop, boding well for the year 2025. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has visited Ukraine's capital with a pledge to help guarantee the country's security for a century.
The British government says Starmer and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign a 100-year partnership treaty in Kyiv, covering areas including defense, science, energy, and trade. In an interview during his visit, he said,
"This is a real statement of our intent for the long term in relation to our commitment to Ukraine."
Starmer's unannounced visit is his first trip to Ukraine since he took office in July. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mark Carney, the first non-Brit to run the Bank of England since it was founded in 1694 and the former head of Canada's central bank, says he's entering the race to be Canada's next prime minister following the resignation of Justin Trudeau. Trudeau will remain prime minister until a new Liberal Party leader is chosen on March 9th. More at townhall.com.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Tonight will be cloudy, evening snow showers ending and gradually becoming partly cloudy overnight around 20 with sunshine for tomorrow. We'll be in the mid to upper 30s, wind chills 20 to 30 early, with a mostly clear sky for tomorrow night in the mid-20s and mostly cloudy for Saturday. Rain is likely mainly after 1 p.m. in the low 40s, mostly sunny with snow developing after 1 p.m. on Sunday. Consolidated Credit can get you out of debt by reducing your payments and lowering your interest rates. Just call 800-690-1357. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Hi, this is Sid Mark with more of the January sounds of Frank Sinatra, and the legend continues. This week, Sinatra and Jobim, January 1967. Back to the Sands, January 1966, and a salute to the ladies and gentlemen of the band, January 1983. This week's Sounds of Sinatra. My name is Sid Mark, and you're invited.
This Sunday evening from 5 till 7 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. It's time now for that informative issues and answers show, Greenwich Matters, where your host, Sam Romeo, will keep you up to date on the political scene in Greenwich, along with decisions made at the state and federal levels that impact Greenwich. And of course, he'll take your calls at 661-5051. That's 661-5051. And now, here is your host, Sam Romeo.
Well, welcome back, folks. We're here for another hour. So you have time to jump in and opine on whatever you would like to opine about. We talked about the scams, but we have some other stuff here. Sid, I have two stories here, and one announced a carjacking, and the other announced that it caught him. That's really good. It says here.
How far apart are those stories? I'm just out of curiosity.
They're on the front page.
Oh, so I see.
Both, one under the other.
Oh, okay. Virtually happened at the same time.
They did it and we caught them.
All right. Okay.
I guess the next day or whenever.
Wow.
It says here there was a theft report at the gas station, the Sunoco station, Bob. Over on Indian Field Road and East Putnam Avenue.
Yeah, right.
An individual was gassing up the car and vacuuming it and left the car, went inside to either get something or pay or whatever. In the meantime, a car pulled up, three individuals in it, and they stole the car and drove off with it. The incident comes after the suspects say they were involved in another carjacking in January. So the cops want you to, as a reminder, you should never leave your vehicle unlocked and the keys in it at any time, whenever you exit a car, even if you're at the gas station or a car wash or with anything. I know, even when I go in. Yeah.
I was going to say.
I go into the,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I saw a video of it was a camera at the pumps, and it caught this fellow crawling up beside the driver's side of the car to get in the car and steal the car while the owner was busy pumping gas in the other side.
Oh, my God.
But the thing was, the owner was distracted talking to a buddy while he was doing it. And then the owner sees him and runs to try to pull the door open and drag him out. But I have a suspicion either the guy had a gun or a knife or something, but the owner backed away and let him take the car. Figured he'd get it later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And, you know, a lot of cars today have either you have OnStar or you have low jacks, so they can, they can track the car.
Right.
So it says here there was a carjacking, right? And they found a car in New York. It says three suspects involved in a Greenwich car theft and likely numerous others were located in New York trying to sell the stolen car, which is strange because they normally don't try to sell them. And how the hell can they sell a car unless they sell it to some really dumb individual,
Yeah,
if somebody drives up with a BMW and say, "Look, give me $3,000 for this car. I need the money," and they do it, they're assholes. Sorry, bleep that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
but anyway, they try to sell a car. Says Westchester County Police, Department said the Facebook post on Saturday that there were three involved in a forcibly stole a woman's BMW at a gas station in Greenwich. Greenwich police figured out the suspect planned to sell the car inside Mount Pleasant's Home Depot parking lot in the county. Police said officers were then able to show up to a meeting at the location and snag the suspects. Police said one of the suspects fled on foot into the nearby woods, but was located by a bloodhound hiding.
Oh, for goodness sake. Suspects are
facing, the suspects are facing numerous charges, police said, but their identities and charges were not immediately provided by police.
Okay.
Police said the stolen car has been returned to its owner, and the suspects are responsible for multiple recent vehicle thefts in the region. An investigation into Greenwich car theft and others remain active. Police said the Greenwich police do not respond to inquire. Did not respond to inquiry about the car theft Sunday morning. That's, but in the next story, they showed that they caught him and they returned the car. So. Our guys are doing a job, I'll tell you that.
Yep. A lot better than being on the avenue directing traffic.
Right. You know, I'm thoroughly impressed with that retail organized crime unit.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, I ran into one of the officers at the swearing-in ceremony at the high school and thanked them and told them what a great job they're doing. And you know, a lot of it goes unnoticed, but they are doing one hell of a job of keeping, you know, residents safe, keeping the crime down at Greenwich Avenue, because the word is getting out there that the, you know, Greenwich is not a place to try to steal,
mm-hmm.
because we catch them, and you don't have no bail release here. Yeah. You go to jail, you get caught here, and you're going to have a big fine or a big bail, but you're not getting out like a revolving door in New York. And some of these criminals, you know, because we are so close to New York, that they think they're still in New York, but they're not going to get away with it. Not here anyway, and not with our guys.
Good.
So I thank them for the job that they're doing, and I commend the chief of police, Chief Eby, and all of the guys that are involved in that crime unit. They're doing a hell of a job. So if you see them out there, give them a thank you. You know, a lot of times, you know, these guys, need that, you know, human beings too, and they know that they're recognized by us, and they're doing a great job, though. They'll feel good of, and you feel good about telling them too.
Yeah, but
I really.
But we shouldn't be able to recognize them, aren't they undercover?
No. I'm not talking about the undercover ones.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the bicycle. The guys are on the bicycles. Yeah. They're part of that.
That's true.
They're part of that team.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
The undercover cops, they tell us, you know, and if you know them, they tell you. Don't talk to me.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
When you see me in the street, yeah. You know, just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to, they don't want any interaction. So, you know, there's a lot of malls around the state that are closing up. Some big malls. I know I have been reading in the last month or two that, you know, several of the malls upstate have been closing down, and even Walgreens is closing a store in Canterbury, and there's some other locations just because of the closing. You would think Walgreens is a big pharmaceutical name,
yeah,
but they're all having trouble with this economy, and. Part of it is
sure
the internet.
It's the economy, or is yeah? I was going to say it's internet, isn't it?
Yeah. Part of it's the internet, and part of it's you know you can get stuff delivered to you online the next day.
Yeah,
But part of it, the other part is the economy and labor. You know, minimum wages are going up, even in McDonald's. If you notice, they go to McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's. The prices are going up like crazy. I went, where the heck would I go? Oh, I know it was. We went to, I believe it was, it was McDonald's on one of the rest stops in New York. And I got a hamburger and a drink and fries. Actually, two hamburgers. A drink and fries. And it was $17.
Whoa. How big are those hamburgers? Wow.
They weren't that big.
Man.
$17. I said to Mary, do you believe this? $17? It's unbelievable.
You know,
and now I've been noticing. Go ahead.
Oh, the last time I was at Wendy's, I accidentally asked for the double. I wasn't expecting that, and the price was near like what you just said. But I got twice as big a hamburger and a huge drink, and I realized when I got that something I'd ordered wrong. But I was like, oh, okay, I'll eat it.
Yeah. So I've been seeing on TV. I noticed that Burger King was having a special, like 2 for $5, and then they had 3 for $7, and you could mix and match the 3 for $7 that you had.
Yes.
A chicken sandwich and
I think McDonald's has a very low priced meal as well. Wendy's does as well. You just have to know enough to ask for it. Is the trick.
But the best one is Wendy's.
Yeah.
Wendy's has that $5 baggie, and you get French fries, a junior bacon cheeseburger.
And some and nuggets.
Five nuggets.
Yeah.
Five nuggets.
Yeah.
And a drink. And it's a $5 baggie. It's with the tax, it's like five something.
Mm-hmm.
But Burger King, I guess, is trying to compete. But it's not as good as Wendy's, and theirs is like $7 to get, but you get a burger, fries, and a drink. You don't get any fries. I mean burger, fries, and a drink.
Okay.
And it's $7. So Wendy's is even better value meal than that. But I have to say the flame broiled hamburger tastes better.
Yes, absolutely right.
Oh, anyway, how'd I get on that?
I know, but it's hard to get off once you do, though.
Food.
It's that time of night.
So, I know. I haven't decided what I'm going to have for dinner.
Hmm.
So Optimum has taken away some TV stations from us.
Oh.
And I've noticed it, and some of the ones I like. And the we lost the Rangers and the hockey games and some of the basketball. Oh. New York Knicks. MSNG Network is gone.
Oh.
That's Channel 72, and Channel 82 is another one gone. I think it's 114. Because I like to watch the old Bewitched comedy.
Oh.
But we lost them. There's a dispute between WTNH and its sister WCTX were removed from the Optimum channels lineup at 5 p.m. on Friday after Optimum officials were unable to reach the new retransmission agreement with the corporation of the two television station, Texas-based Nexstar Media Group. Optimum provides access to cable television, internet, and telephone service in 26 Connecticut communities in Fairfield, Litchfield, and New Haven counties. An Optimum spokesman said the woman for the company offered an extension to Nexstar's content while the two sides were negotiating, but Nexstar refused in a statement released by Optimum.
Oh, yeah. I see it now. So, I just went on the TV while you were talking to see what it says on 72, and it says, please visit Optimum.com to learn more.
Right. So all I know is, well, so they stopped transmitting it. Are they going to lower our bill? No.
No, why not?
We're still going to, yeah, we're losing channels, but we're paying for something we're not getting. So that's not fair either. So who's the loser here? The consumer.
Well, of course.
Once again, we get stuck. The bottom of the barrel. Well, Bobby, I think we need a break.
It's true. We do.
So 661-5051, you're listening to Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Nobody knows like Finocchio knows. He knows our business.
For over 50 years, Finocchio Brothers Incorporated has served the commercial and residential construction industries with scheduled or on-call trash and debris removal. Finocchio can also supply you with any size or special dumpster. For prompt, reliable service with radio dispatch trucks, the ability to load at ground level, and always a competitive price, call Finocchio Brothers every time. In Connecticut, call 203-869-9099. Or in New York, call 914-939-5346. Finocchio Brothers, Liberty Place in Stamford. We knows our business. Call 203-869-9099 or 914-939-5346.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
Tonight will be cloudy, evening snow showers ending and gradually becoming partly cloudy overnight around 20 with sunshine for tomorrow. We'll be in the mid to upper 30s, wind chills 20 to 30 early with a mostly clear sky for tomorrow night in the mid 20s and mostly cloudy for Saturday. Rain is likely mainly after 1 p.m. in the low 40s, mostly sunny with snow developing after 1 p.m. on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Do not invite car thieves to our community. Do not leave your keys in your car. Lock your car. Lock it or lose it. A message brought to you by Greenwich Matters.
Want an easy way to find a great doctor? Got a health issue you'd like to research? Looking for ways to be healthier and better informed about personal wellness? You'll find all this and more at the Greenwich Hospital website, www.greenhosp.org. This richly detailed website is loaded with valuable information. You'll find everything from directions and visiting hours to details about all the medical services and staff physicians, including doctor's credentials and office locations. You'll also find listings of community healthcare events, support groups, and much, much more. Whether you're planning a hospital visit or just want to be a more informed healthcare consumer, the place to start is Greenwich Hospital's website. Find it at www.greenhosp.org. That's www.greenhosp.org. Check it out today.
and get wise about health.
Okay, we are back. 661-5051. If you want to get on the mix, we're here. We're live. We're on the air. So earlier we started to talk about the rink. I'm in favor of this rink. And matter of fact, I sent a letter to 230 of the RTM members voicing my support for the rink. As you are well aware, I'm the chairman of the Greenwich Communities, and we are an abutting neighbor to the rink. And I had sent a letter of support, you know, as the abutting neighbor, that we have no opposition to building the new rink. And what it's really disturbing to me is that it's a handful of vocal minorities that are opposing it. And I guess they ginned up enough, I guess, misinformation about how it's going to affect the Veterans Memorial there, the ball field, and other stuff. And some RTU members that are on the standing committees that reviewed this item have voted against it. And most of the committees that took it up by one or two votes haven't supported the proposal that was been put forward. So, again, I just joined the ranks of others who are sending letters of support. As I understand it, letters that are going into the BT of support are coming in into the RTM 10-1 in favor from the residents. So, although there are, I guess, a handful of people that are against it.
Why are they against
the town
it?
Is,
have they said?
Each group has a different reason.
Oh.
They're fearful of, like, it's going to affect the Veterans Memorial trees.
Is price part of the problem, too, like Don mentioned?
Well, not so. I think it's more of emotional than price.
I see.
But the longer we wait, the more it's going to cost. And we want that. We want to do it.
Yes.
And they can't add on to it. Don was getting into about adding on. But because of other regulation, there's setback regulations, parking mm-hmm. regulations.
Right.
You know, the all kinds of other problems.
Well, so is this new rink going to have a bigger, I mean, is the building going to include a larger rink? Because I know that rink that's in there is not.
It's not regulation.
Yeah. So are they going to go to a regulation size rink?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And that's part of the problem.
Oh, that's
good. They want to go. And what they want to do, even the ball field is there. Hmm. It's not really a regular size ball field.
Oh.
So they can correct two problems by doing this. Plan on doing. So they want to flip it. They want to build the hockey rink where the ball field is and then move the ball field to where the hockey rink is.
Oh.
And the reason why they want to do that, they don't want to lose any ice time during construction so they can still operate the rink.
Uh-huh.
And they always can play baseball in other fields. So this is the whole reasoning behind
we
it.
We don't have a lot of different ice rinks. I mean, the only other one in Greenwich is that open-air one. Is that right?
No, well, it's a private one.
Is that a private one? I guess that is.
Cardinal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cardinal Road.
Yeah.
The rink.
Yeah.
But that's the way they want to do it. Now, if you go to Stanford has three rinks, actually, four rinks. You got Chelsea Pierce with more than one or two rinks there.
Oh.
Chelsea Pierce, then you have twin rinks in Springdale.
Right.
And then you have the Terry Connors rinks at Cove Island. So here you have Stanford with basically four rinks.
Yeah.
and Greenwich has got one. They got to share with the schools and the general public. And quite frankly, you know, it's named the Dorothy Hamill Rink. If I had my druthers, it would be called a Frank Keegan Rink. Because if it wasn't for Frank Keegan, our former director of Parks and Recreation, there wouldn't even be a rink in the town of Greenwich. And Frank was a real operator, and he knew how to get things done. He's a guy that, my own heart, didn't like red tape and knew how to skirt the bureaucracy and get things done. And like I say, if it wasn't for Frank, we wouldn't even have a rink. It started out as an open-air rink. Then he put some walls around it to block the wind. And then he put a roof on it so they can skate when the weather was bad.
Yep.
Then he added some heat. And then he bought a Zamboni. And he piecemealed the whole rink together. And he did it without having to... He always had a way of having some extra money in his budget to make things happen. He was great about hiding money, and he'd get things done. So I had a lot of respect for Frank. And again, like I say, if it wasn't for Frank, we wouldn't have a rink. Now, I've lived in this town, Bob, for over three quarters of a century.
Okay.
And I've seen a lot of things change in this town.
Right.
And I watched that rink grow to what it is today. And the time has come to do it right and bite the bullet, give Greenwich and its residents and the kids a building to be proud of. Because when our kids go to other places to play, you'll be amazed. You wouldn't think that Greenwich has a rink in the condition that it's in, the way it looks, compared to other towns with less money than us.
Mm-hmm.
They're far superior. So it's an embarrassment. I think time has come. So I hope we can get this going to the next stage. PNC has given it a municipal improvement to take it to the next level. Now it goes over to the professionals to talk about design, the environment, and every other department, traffic, safety, everything will be discussed. So I think we should move it into the hands of the professionals and approve this MI, and let's get on with it. So that's my take on that. The other issue, big issue, burning issue, it's going to come back to us here in Greenwich, is the zoning issues of housing. In yesterday's paper, actually, big headline, state Democrats call housing a priority. They want more affordable units in towns. Resistance to that. The reason why they're resistant to it is that they're changing the character of a lot of bedroom communities.
Yes.
They're changing the look of their downtown areas. Here in Greenwich, we're going to see big changes on Greenwich Avenue with high-rises all around the central Greenwich. Over on Mason Street, which I'm totally against, with high-rise... high-end condominiums mixed in with market-rate condominiums. The old Mason Street project at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Benedict Court, Benedict Place, six-story building, 120 units. It's changing the character of the town.
And I feel like the town is already full. I mean, just driving around. And I only say that because when I think about the experience I feel driving, and I'm anxious all the time. I'm constantly watching other cars. And it's because there are so many other cars to see. When I was younger and driving through Greenwich or in Stamford area, there were many fewer cars. It was a much more relaxing experience to drive around here. And to say nothing about the safety of pedestrians now with this many cars.
Right, and it does have an effect on our infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
whether you want to believe it or not. It affects our schools, it affects our roads, it affects our sidewalks, it affects our fire,
yeah.
our water, our power. There is an effect. And like I say, there's all these unintended consequences I'm always talking about,
mm-hmm.
that you have to look at the big picture. And they're saying, well, it'll be the help of the environment. There'll be less cars on the road if we build more units because people will be here. That's not true. Hmm. I don't believe that. We have more units here now, and you have a lot more cars.
Yeah.
You view that yourself.
Yeah, more people, more cars.
Right. So I'm not buying it. So now the legislature, which is dominated by the Democrat Party. The Republicans really don't have any much of a say. They can try. They can speak up. But even our governor, they can override anything he vetoes. They have a supermajority in both houses. So I fear what's coming down the line. There's a lot more housing bills that I know of that they're going to be bringing up in this next session. One of them is called in the transit district. It's called Live and Ride, whatever, which will allow 9 times the density in any transit district, and a transit district is going to be consisted a half mile radius from any train station or bus station. Half mile radius.
Wait a minute. Any bus station as well?
Yep.
Well, that's virtually the whole town.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Half mile radius. So they're gonna pass that. And it's going to be worse than 830G that everybody is talking about. There's no height restriction on buildings. If you can go 9 times, you can take a small little parcel and go up 9-10 stories. it's dangerous. And again, and there's only one way to stop it, Bob.
Yeah.
Only one way to stop it is to stop sending Democrats to Hartford.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only way. And we haven't got that message yet, I guess. It's going to take something like what's happened in L.A. to even bring Democrats on board to realize what a detriment is. Because it's only going to devalue your property. It's not going to make it more valuable with all this overdevelopment. And right now, you know, on holiday weekends and stuff, you can't even get into the beach because of the overcrowding.
Mm-hmm.
We only have one beach, or actually 1.5, because Byron was so small.
Yeah.
Our parks, I mean, we're going to be at capacity. Everybody's going to be at each other's throats. So it's a shame, but I don't know what we can do about it. Again, when Tony gets these blowhards that come on once a month, and they are. They haven't got a clue. They go with the majority of the party. And especially our group. It makes me laugh. They say, oh, we'll vote against it. They'll vote against certain stuff, because they have cover, because look, so you can keep getting reelected. We'll let you vote no on this item because we don't need your vote, so it's all right. So this way, when you go back home, you can say, "Whoa, I voted against it." They must think we're awful stupid. Maybe some people are, and they get away with it with them. But I'm too smart for their. I know the game. Mm-hmm. I've been around a long time, like I say, and I politics is my playpen. So I grew up in it, so I know the game better than they know the game. So
we had to create a new promo for you, Sam, including that in that phrase, "Politics is my playground." I know what I'm talking about.
In.
Yeah, we got to add that.
I like that, but you're right, Bob. Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
get it in there. You when you come into my playpen, you better be ready.
Yeah.
My toys are already here. My toys are my knowledge.
And I'm not loaning them out. Well, okay, maybe you are.
That's right. Yeah. We'll work that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to keep my eyes. And I know a lot about land use because I was that land use chairman for 15 years. And I helped write some laws and been involved in it.
Perfect.
So, and I know politics, believe me. Yeah. Worked on a lot of congressmen, senators, presidents' campaigns. Had key roles. So I learned a lot over my three quarters of a century.
Good. That's what's good about getting to that age. You discover you know a lot, and you can be very helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And still have your faculties.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Yeah.
So, you want to take a break, Bob?
Sure. I've got one more I can do.
We'll finish it out, and then I have two issues here I want to get into when we come back. So, 661-5051. You listen to Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH. And WGCH.com anywhere.
This is Dora Song from Greenwich Library. Are you interested in learning how to elevate your personal and professional brand? Join us on Tuesday, January 28th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Marks Family Black Box Theater for an engaging workshop led by executive coach and author Mary Olson Menzel. This is part two of our three-part series where we'll dive into maximizing your LinkedIn and social media presence, discover how to create a powerful network, ace interviews, negotiate offers, and land the job you really want. For more details and to register, visit www.greenwichlibrary.org or contact the reference desk at 203-622-7910. We can't wait to see you there. This is Dora Somm from Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Okay, we're back, 661-5051. If you want to get on the mix, got about another 10-15 minutes left. So we talked about this before, about the town lawsuit, Board of Education versus the town, or vice versa. I guess the Board of Education has filed a motion to dismiss. Both sides met January 13th for a virtual status conference, though the state Superior Court in Stanford with Judge Kevin Turney, since the school board and its members filed a motion to dismiss the case on January 8th, the case is now going to a hearing on that motion. A date for the hearing has not been set. Camillo said the town's council have not yet responded to the defendant's motion to dismiss in the case during the January 13th status conference. Counsel said they will do so soon. I believe that the Board of Education acted in ill faith, and the town should prevail in this. The individual that they put in should be removed, and the Board of Selectmen's candidate, according to charter, should be seated in the board's seat as the board member, and all action taken by that board that had that individual vote should be nullified, and everything should have to be revoted. So I think the town will prevail in this, and they're just out of control. The board of, again,
it was a
power
decision.
Grab by the
on their part. To,
power
to
grab
to
by the
that.
Democrats again.
Yeah.
You know, they want to have the power. They haven't screwed the state up enough. They want to start screwing us up here in Greenwich. Also, big shout out to Greenwich PD who nabbed a suspect who scammed $496,000 of a Greenwich resident.
Wow.
Says here, a New York man was nabbed by police during a sting operation who tried to get a $496,000 scam from the Greenwich woman, according to the warrant. Zeping Ling, Chinese, 23 of Elmhurst, which I believe he can't be the sole person in this. He's got to have somebody he's working for, because 23 years old, I don't think he's that smart. Is charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree larceny and a criminal attempt at first-degree larceny. Police say posed as a courier and played a role in the scheme targeting a 74-year-old Greenwich resident. The Greenwich woman first reported the alleged scam December 28th after she claimed to have been swindled out of $496,000. Greenwich Police Detective Ryan Beattie wrote the arrest warrant.
Hmm.
So I tell you, our guys, they take things and they're pretty thorough. They don't let up. They're like the Royal Mounties, Bob.
Hmm. They always get their man.
They always get their man.
Yeah.
They always get their man.
Why do we all know that? That's pretty good. We're not Canadians. But we all know
you're
that.
Right, you're right.
We all know that.
I guess from the old movies we used to watch.
Yeah, you know, it must have been that.
And the Mounties always singing.
Yeah. Yeah, the singing Mounties, yeah. I tell you.
Could picture them with their red hats, round hat, their red uniforms, and on their horse.
Yeah, there had to be a horse. Yep.
The victim said she initially received an email November 18th with someone claiming to be McAfee Security. The purported employee told her that she was in debt to McAfee for a large sum of money, the warrant said. Now, I don't understand how they could be in debt to McAfee.
For which, that much money, too.
I mean, you had
them on your computer for your lifetime, it wouldn't cost that much.
Right, so I just don't understand.
Hmm.
Anyway, over the next month, through a series of conversations, the alleged blunders, police said, the Greenwich woman fell victim to an elaborate scheme. It ended in her selling securities, stocks, and investments to purchase $459,000 worth of gold, which she gave to the courier to believe working with the scammers. In addition, the large shipment of gold the Greenwich victim also made three other payments to the alleged swindlers before catching on. Really? It took that long?
Wow.
It was only after the victim's son learned of the scam that the woman came forward to the police, who then arranged a sting to capture the perpetrators, the warrant said. That is when the police said Lynn entered the picture as a suspect on January 2nd. Greenwich police arranged another payoff of $30,000 but this time they were there waiting in the wings to capture the supposed courier. While surveilling the area, investigators identified Lin as the suspect courier, and though he never completed the cash handoff, police said that the warrant eventually was detained. Mm-hmm. Lin told the investigator that he was just asked to pick up a package in Greenwich by a friend. Yeah, I believe that. But he was unaware of what it was in the package.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Lin was arraigned at State Superior Court, and a bond was set at $250,000. And he has an appearance March 18th. So, another job. Well done, Greenwich PD.
Yes.
So, earlier I was talking about Frank Keegan and Frank and the rink should be named after him. Mm-hmm. Well, in Monday's paper, the Greenwich is seeking a name for the Coscott Park. You know, the Pomerantz Park, Dutchman, that we bought over a decade ago now. It's a park right in the center of Coscott. And now they're looking to, it's like 107 acres. And we purchased in 2001, actually. It's almost two decades ago.
Wow.
Two bites. It was 2001, we bought half, and then the other half we bought in 2007. So we've owned it a while, and it's a park. And actually, that's where the first Boy Scout camp was, Bob. Ernest Seton had originally owned it. And we had the Boy Scout camp there back in 1910, actually, I believe.
Wow. Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where I see everybody parked and they go camping or walking or whatever
right.
it is. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So now they're out and they want to name it. So there's a survey.
What's wrong with Pomerantz Park?
Well, I guess they want to name it, I guess, other than Pomerantz.
Okay.
Because that's who we bought it from. So the survey has two questions asking what name the park should have and why. The survey is available online, and it opened up on January 10th, and it'll close on January 24th. Well, my thing is, I say, let's name it after Frank Keegan. He was a former director of Parks and Recreation, and he did a lot to promote all kinds of sports and activities in the town of Greenwich as the director of Parks and Recreation. I think this would be a real befitting name to name it Frank Keegan Memorial Park. And remember Frank.
I like that.
Because he did a lot. He did a lot to promote sports in this town. And again, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be having the hockey rink there. So that's my two cents, and I'm going to go online and put my name in and why I think it should be named after Frank. Matter of fact, I'm going to also float it by Freddie direct because I think he'll agree with me, and maybe we can get it done.
I like it.
So okay, the other thing here is. The immigrants that are illegally here in Connecticut, they're fearing deportation. Well, rightfully so. If you broke into our country, which is a felony, and quite frankly, Bob, I can't believe that, you go any other country that you can get away with something like this.
Yes,
right. Only in America would you be able to get away with something like this? Only in America. So if you broke into the country and you're not here legally, especially if you're on Medicaid, which a lot of them have been put on Medicaid, at our expense. The taxpayers are subsidizing them, giving them the health care and everything else, and probably EBT cards and everything else under the sun. That money should go to American citizens. So I can't wait for Trump. Actually, in 4 days, Bob, 4 days, we're going to be having a new president, and I can't wait.
He's getting sworn in on Monday, right? Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Interesting.
At 12 o'clock.
Yeah, that's Martin Luther King Day, too.
Exactly, yeah. Hmm. And they're going to raise the flags up to full mast. Right now they're at half mast.
Oh, yes.
Because of Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to fly the flags at full mast. And there's going to be 100 executive orders signed within the first hour of his taking the oath of office. So, and we're going to start the deportation. Now, the new Homeland Security guy who's going to be heading this up said, don't try to hinder him, because if you want to be a sanctuary city or sanctuary state and you hinder federal officials from doing the job, you will be prosecuted. Although they can't force the states to help them or use state police or local police, but they can't stand in their way either. And if they do, they'll be arrested and charged with felonies, hindering a federal official. And he will. He'll do it. Homan, his name is. He's going to be the new head of security.
So what about illegals that are... Is there anybody giving them a chance to become legal?
You went through the process...
Well, say they didn't start it right, but they're recognizing their mistake and they're trying to make up for their mistake.
No. They got to go.
It seems,
and come back in the right way.
It seems, well, maybe there's a way around that too, I guess.
They're going to go after the criminals first. Today they had a vote in Congress, Bob.
Yeah.
145 Democrat Congress people voted not to enforce deportation of the illegals.
I don't know.
Criminals, murderers, rapists.
Yeah, really.
They voted not to deport them. Jamie Ratkin, right from Maryland, where the nurse was murdered and raped, voted against it in his own town, his own state.
They're not paying attention. They're just not paying any attention.
No, they are. It's just obstinance.
Well,
it's because Trump wants it. Trump wants it. We don't want it. Just like Biden did with all the executive orders he canceled. Trump did them. I canceled them. Mm-hmm. Well, that's our music.
Yep.
So 661, congratulations, President Trump. Do a great job in deportation. Drill, baby, drill. And I can't wait. I can't wait. God bless America. God bless people in Greenwich. Good night and be safe. 661-5051. You've been listening to Sam Romeo, 1490 WGCH.
This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
Keith Peters reporting. The Israeli cabinet has pushed a vote on the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal this Saturday, according to the latest reports. Yael Eckstein tells Salem Radio that Israeli